Greetings and blessings. Welcome the new year. May we find our dreams. Our transformation, and that deeper inner being that lies within. This year is going to bring many transformative parts in the planet. It is a year of change. We must be ready and centered deep within us so that the transformation does not impact who we are, but allows us to be firmly grounded, firmly centered in the God, Goddess within. This year is about relationships and love. Our greatest relationship is the relationship within. Many of us are seeking relationships outside of ourselves. And looking for love. When love is firmly anchored within, when we can play the dance within, then this love is reflected outside of us. When we can connect and be firmly grounded in our inner being, what we see outside of us is very different. The world can go through its changes. And we can connect with the love and the joy and the dance that is from within. We are becoming more and more conscious of this inner being that is us, this oneness that is all around us. we have great fear of the unknown. Great fear within our financial situation and institutions. We forget that we are not alone, and therefore the fear plays on this aloneness that is the illusion of this tiny little planet that is filled with billions of people. The heaviness of this world, we can get caught up in, is all illusion. There is a heaviness right now. Part of it keeps us firmly planted on the planet. Keeps us from floating away wherever away is. We chose to be here at this time because we wanted to experience the richness of our emotional state and our mental body. And we got caught up in the illusion of this physical planet that dictates to us how we are to feel. How we are to operate on our daily, day-to-day life. As you listen to these words, you may experience the weight of this planet. It is pulling us into the planet. It is reminding us just how the illusion of this world operates. Yes, we want to be here, but without our spiritual connection, without the oneness that we all are searching for, our lives are nothing. Until science can bridge the gap and bring in the spirituality, the oneness, the purity of science is failing us. Until our corporations can see a higher vision and stop ruling through fear. They are failing us. Our schools. Our financial institutions. This is a year of transformation. This is the year that it's not okay to fight in the name of God. This is the year that we unite, that we hold our strength from within us, the core of our being. Where no matter what is occurring around us or south of us, we hold love in our hearts. For it is only through love that we can lighten this weight that is upon us. As we hold love in our hearts, the heaviness that was earlier pulling us down and keeping us grounded, and also showing us what it is like for most people who are unaware on this planet, it begins to lighten. Feel the depth of the love that is within all of our hearts. There is not one person on this planet who deep within them doesn't have a spark that holds love. For everyone, has divinity within them. We do not need to discuss those that are not human. Or that are not of the Adamic race. For they are really truly not to impact our evolution. So it is of the human race that we are speaking. It is those that chose to come here for many lifetimes, to assist the denseness of this planet, to experience the richness of our emotions, to change the weight of fear to move this planet into the higher dimensions that it is now shifting into. There is much talk and speculation about what exactly can happen as the Earth shifts. The only thing that you truly need within your hearts to focus on is your own inner being, the love, the joy, the dance that we all participate in. When we get caught up on what we should and shouldn't do, when we fear our aloneness, then we are getting caught up in the matrix of this planet. That energy prevails still. And as you felt earlier, it is very heavy. But as you focus on your heart, you feel the warmth spread throughout your body, lifting you to the higher dimensions and freeing you of the ego and the burdens of this denser, heavier energy. Truly, there is nothing that God forsakes within you. For how could he? We are all one. We have individual personalities. We chose to be born at certain times, so that the astrology of the planet can impact our energy. We chose to be born with certain parents so that we may learn lessons and grow and evolve. We also chose to experience the bliss of oneness. We chose to experience this life at this time to lift us higher and higher, to feel the expansiveness of this dance, to create joy in every moment of our lives, to experience the richness, the playfulness, the love. It is an exceptional time to be here, because we can see the duality so very clearly. And we can choose to be conscious and aware. There's not one person listening that is not choosing consciousness over the fear that prevails. When you feel yourself getting hooked back in, no matter what is occurring, all you have to do is go into your heart and feel the depth of beauty that is within you. Or look at a flower, or smell a rose. Or a cookie, or turn on some music that lightens your heart and makes you want to dance. We are at a time when there is no excuse for us to feel alone. For us to participate in the pity party, for us to get caught up in the fear. We understand why it happens. We understand how easy it is to get caught up. But we choose consciously to remember. And in that conscious choice, in this lifetime, we need to be aware of how we're feeling, what we're thinking, how we're being. Laugh it off when our ego gets caught up. Bring something that reminds you of this moment right now, the pure lightness of our being. Focus on your heart. Focus on that heat that is radiating out from your heart and lightening your body. This is a time of lightness, a time of joy and love. It is a time of uniting together and standing for what we want most. Each of us has our own gifts to bring to this planet. They are all unique. They are all exceptional. In each of us is absolutely necessary for the planet to evolve, for our own individuality to evolve. We all have a piece. We all are whole. So when you feel yourself getting heavy, getting caught up, getting triggered, allowing our ego to play its game, connect in with who you are. Let us take this time now to absolutely know the incredible uniqueness of your own being. Focus in on your heart. Feel the love expanding all around you. We are so much more than what we realize. Even as a conscious being, it is hard for us to comprehend just how expansive we truly are. From our heart, we all connect. From our hearts, every human being on this planet, every animal, every blade of grass, every tree, every rock and crystal is connected. We just need to expand our boundaries. We learned very early how to create boundaries. That is why some of our crystals, some of the children being born that are so extraordinarily sensitive, are autistic, because they don't have access to creating boundaries. Imagine what that would be like to come into this planet without them. Let us try and experience them with the filters that we have already created, and open our boundaries to experience the expansiveness of our own being. So as you open your heart, allow the energy that is within you and above you and around you and below you to expand. We talk about God being divine, being above. We talk about the earth being feminine, being below. But in reality, we are all one. We are all connected. The illusions of this planet create this third dimensional physical vision that we all see. That is all part of our collective unconscious, so that we can all experience the world in the same way. Each country being separate, unique and different. And we all chose exactly who we were going to be, to show the separateness of who we are. But if if we open up these boundaries and expand our being, we can taste a glimpse of who we truly are. Expansive, all-encompassing, all-being, with individual consciousness. We are that drop in the ocean that still is in the ocean. So wherever you are, expand your heart. Connect with those around you. Know them not as separate. Know them as unique, unique aspects of who you are. As you open up your boundaries, you realize conflict is impossible. How can you not love every being you meet? For they're just showing you a different aspect of who you are. How can your heart not be overjoyed at meeting someone you have never seen before? Remembering that that being is still you. Each of us chose different experiences, and we can re-choose what we would like to experience. We could connect in with the energy of other beings who have different life experiences. And know what their experiences are to shift us to experience what they've experienced. Imagine understanding at a cellular level, health, illness, the duality of that, love, being closed from love, and the duality of hate. Are you beginning to understand the incredibleness of this journey? There are some things that we desire deeply. Sometimes we need to experience them. Sometimes it is something we are working through and understanding why we have this attachment to certain outcomes. But we can literally expand our boundaries and connect in with those who do have what we are attached to. And then we can find out if that truly makes them happy, or if it is all the illusion of our expectations, of our fears. Two thousand and eight is a time to remember, to open our boundaries and experience the bliss of oneness. Can we walk around like this every day, every moment? In a large metropolitan city, not likely. Are we to hide away and become a monk on a mountain? No. We each have unique journeys to experience at this time. And they are all different. It is about the dance, how we dance with each person we meet, how we love each being in our lives. How we resonate our energy with the planet, with our inner being. Let us continue to open the boundaries of our being and to experience the fullness of what it feels like to be one. As we expand this energy, it fills the planet with who we are. It can do that by going through individually throughout the planet and connecting hearts with each person, or it can happen instantaneously as you expand the energy within you to encompass the earth. On this tiny little planet, there are billions of people, all experiencing different realities of the same one. Resonate with those that you choose to have an experience with, or resonate with those that you would like to change in your reality. When we expand and open up our being and change our boundaries, we include the different dimensions of this planet. We include the Ascended Masters, the Goddesses, the Gods, the different energies that are all encompassing on this planet. We have access to an infinite amount of energy and an infinite amount of possibilities. As we expand, we can make different choices. Choose to change your reality now. Whatever that is, to what you would like to experience in 2008. If it is great love, then resonate with great love. If it is happiness, align your energy with joy. If it is great abundance, then raise the vibration within your body to that of a higher dimension. Feel the expansiveness of this tiny little planet in the center of the universe. Feel your body expanding, each cell vibrating at a higher frequency, aligning with what it is you are wanting in 2008. Feel joy bubble up from your heart like a fountain. Feel the vibration of lightness all around you. Shift your boundaries to expand to infinite possibilities. You were not meant to have limitations, but you got caught up. The matrix, and the collective unconscious. Unplug yourself. And feel your true expansive being. Understand the true nature of that tiny spark within your heart that is infinite. That only looks and appears like it has boundaries. Within that tiny spark, universes upon universes. The greatest illusion is our boundaries, our size. You want to heal the planet. You want to bring peace to the war. You want to end suffering. Consciously choose your heart. Consciously make the decision to experience love. Choose the home within that we are all seeking outside of ourselves. Unhook from the matrix. Be aware of your emotions and your triggers and your illusions. Participate in the dance. Choose to dance with other conscious beings. Participate in groups. Whether it's two or thousands. Choose life. Make your New Year's resolution to be one of joy, or love, or peace, and feel it from the inside out. Sit in this energy and expand your boundaries. Calling in your guides, those you love, those you would like to give healing to. Expand your boundaries to everyone you know and everyone you don't know. Life is this richness of a journey we all chose to participate in. Choose to live that life with an array of emotions. Do not limit yourselves. I look at you all and know the great depths of joy that is possible, and abundance, and love. Open yourselves. Play, dance. Meditate. Get in touch with that inner being that you are seeking outside of you. That is home. So divine, so pure, so incredible. That if you were to see it outside of you, you would be on your hands and knees. More brilliant, divine being, any crystal, any statue, any picture. Brighter than you can ever imagine. Pure light. Like a star. We carry a star in our hearts. Let this star shine. Can you feel it? This is but a taste of who you truly are. You are infinitely more. But as we expand our boundaries and explore our inner possibilities, we begin to align ourselves with who we are. The vibration that we can truly be, that resonates through our entire being as we sit in this room, and expand our boundaries, is but a taste of the infinite being that I see before me. It is hard to imagine that there are any problems on this planet when we taste even the slightest piece of our infiniteness. When we shift into this space, we take the entire planet with us and raise the vibration to where fear is impossible. reality cannot coexist with one that includes fear. Let us continue to expand our boundaries from this day forward. Imagining a world where there are no boundaries, where there is no fear, where there is no war. And within time, a time that is linear, it will no longer exist. For in this moment, that is not linear, all time stopped. And yet, we only glimpsed a tiny, tiny piece of the infinite being that we are. I honor your incredible, unique journeys. And I feel blessed to be a part of all that you are. May our dance continue, and may we dance together often. Sit in the expansiveness of your being. Sit in the center of your heart, the hub of the universe, for all exists around you, and allow your boundaries to open. Until our dance crosses paths again, may you experience all the joy and love that your inner being resonates. Go forth.